Good afternoon, Sanbonani Dumelang, Absheni Molueni, bonjour, and welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast Episode 2. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Mfokampela, the most handsome 30-year-old on this side of the equator. I do not roll alone, I roll with the ever beautiful, the ever shining, the ever radiant, the ever glowing, the ever beautiful, the ever also gorgeous, all things lovely. Oshumi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Still doesn't get old.
I'm telling you guys,
it's that done. Intro still does not get old.
I'm telling you, it's done. It's done with love and honesty.
Oh, I can feel that love, eh?
It's honest. It's honest. It's honest. Really. Are you good?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very good. Had a very good week, sexually, if you cared to know.
Oh, hey now.
Yes,
bon. Oh, hey now.
Bon. We hope that our listeners, which we are going to get highly interactive with us, but come on in at you across all our social media platforms, which we will be sharing later on the show. Oshumi, today we've got quite a very interesting conversation that we're going to be unpacking. What are we talking about this today?
Today we are talking about something that I think most parents have experienced at one point or another.
Okay.
And this is your children walking on you during klof-klof.
So you're saying your children walking in while both of you are in your birthday suits and are intertwined.
Yes.
Sexual.
Honka mafura adi chips in that moment.
So they walk into a live porn. Is that what you are saying to
basically
me?
So how do you have a conversation with your child when something like that happens? Especially a minor, you know. How do you explain to a 4-year-old or an 8-year-old why mommy was calling out to God in the middle of the night, you know? Because at that age, obviously, they're not fully developed yet. Mm. They can't grasp such things. So how do you sit them down and say, you know, this is what adults do?
I once watched an episode on My Wife and Kids when you speak about that. And the wife was screaming, oh God, oh God. And the police came because the child called, oh God, oh God. And mommy said, okay, daddy, you need to go explain to the child what you were doing to me when you were saying, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Yes, you know, so.
So it becomes very, very, very tricky. Well, some experts then say it's quite easy when depending on the age of the child, because you would assume minors. I don't know. Minors, are we talking about 2, 3, 4 year olds? At that age, they would just walk in and be like, what is happening?
So
they cannot puzzle everything together. They cannot put the pieces together. They cannot connect to the dots. Yeah. Versus somebody who's probably like 6, 7, 8 years old, they would have maybe sort of have an idea, maybe not a vivid idea, but they would have had some sort of idea in terms of what possibly mommy and daddy, or mommy and stranger, or daddy and stranger were doing.
Oh, yeah. And that's also another thing. How then do you explain that, have that conversation with them, you know, the birds and bees? Because I think this will be a great start for that conversation. You know, it'll be like an opening for that conversation to say, this is what adults do. And obviously, it'll have to be done in a kid-friendly manner.
But I might get into trouble for saying this, but I think, I could be wrong, mm-hmm. but I also could be right. Our pigment of the skin, black people, people who grew up in the black family, we can admit that it was very difficult. Well, some of us, if not most of us, it was very difficult for our families to sit us down to have a conversation around sex. And this was not, we had not yet gotten to the scenario that we painted when we started the show. Mm. It still is very difficult to have that conversation without cringing, because I mean, it starts with television. From television, you can imagine people are kissing, and all of a sudden you feel uncomfortable. You feel like you wanted to change the remote. Where's the remote? You want to change the channel, and that's still kissing.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten to the love scenes and so on and so forth. So I can imagine if we are uncomfortable with that, I can imagine, Uguti, when you then see it practically, what the conversation then becomes. Because I definitely know, and experts can agree as well, that you become very vulnerable when you are naked. Naturally. And I can also imagine that both parties, so the person who was witnessed and the person who was being witnessed, it becomes that oops, pause, dropping of the microphone moment. But you highlighted and you articulated it well when you said age groups vary. It will vary with age groups. It will also, the maturity and also the articulation will also be different in terms of a toddler to a child to maybe your 8, 9, 10s, close to your teenagers type of thing. But let my top 7, Melanie Sncedise, in this regard, you know.
I mean, also, with young children, I'm going back to what you said about television. They've seen people kiss on TV.
Yeah.
They just don't know what happens beyond that.
Yeah.
Or that maybe that kissing could lead to something else, you know.
Mm.
Whereas now you have your teenager who walks in on you. They know what you're up to. Trust, they know.
True.
They will just be traumatized.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I saw an episode of Modern Family where the three kids walked in on their parents. Like, it was their anniversary. So they woke up in the morning and they're like, morning, Gloria and Ave.
Okay. You know?
And the kids wanted to surprise them with breakfast in bed. And they walked in on them.
Having it.
During, you know, parliament session was open, you know.
Okay.
And the kids were traumatized. Like, they knew what their parents were doing. You know, they were traumatized. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe
I saw my
parents do that, and the kids refused to talk about it, you know. And the parents were like, "How do we
navigate?"
Yeah, talked, and the kids refused to talk about it. They even got a lock for their door. Not want to talk about this. We saw what we saw, but we don't want to talk about this.
Then I think our lovely and esteemed and very trusted listeners who can really then engage further on this conversation, because I think, you know, age is a determining factor to this.
No, absolutely.
Different age groups will react differently because some of them would not know. It would be the first time. But also, I think kids naturally have a very photographic
memory. Yeah, and you don't want to traumatize your children.
You know?
And put them off sex forever, even.
You know? Like, so what you say, I think then as a parent, or as an adult, maybe you're taking care of those particular children, it's very important to have that conversation. I'm one of those. I'm starting to even think that the Birds and the Beast syllabus is closed. The internet is making information so accessible, and also I think we also need to run away from about sex, and they'll learn about it in life orientation. They'll learn about it in biology. Because then when they get there, it becomes this wow type of thing. And I know teachers and educators are much more equipped to sort of finesse and teach.
And they're doing a fantastic job at it. But my thing is, your child growing up is going to have a lot of influences.
Mm.
Not just you. My thing is, be the best influence in your child's life.
That's true.
Do not wait for other people to tell them about sex. I believe as a parent, you should be the one to sit them down and say, you know,
what you've just witnessed is...
Yes.
And then take it from there.
Take it from there, yeah. But now I want to throw a spinner in the works.
Okay.
What happens when little Tando walks in on daddy, little Margaret waka next door? How then do you have that conversation? Because this is clearly not mommy that you're doing the things with.
Ooh. Then we're talking, that's a different conversation, because now that's cheating.
Yeah, no, that's cheating.
And your
child catches you cheating.
And that is another conversation on its own, because then we begin to say, are you, whatever you're going to say, your first reaction or your first utterances from that is going to either say, I promote and I'm condoning what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or keep quiet and take it to the grave.
But are you going to tell the child to keep quiet?
Hence I'm saying, you know, and that is why this conversation is really open to our listeners to then have this conversation and interact with us on our platforms to say, now, on top of witnessing this, then there's that spanner of the in the works to say, there's the cheating element, with, for a lack of a better word. So, are we condoning it? Do we keep quiet as parents or as a person who's been bakad in this case to say ubakriwe and with literally your pants down?
And by your child.
Which
can be embarrassing.
But right? I think also the same sentiments then can sort of spool over to at a certain age they rationale and how they see and take in things differs from age to age.
Yeah.
But I think the overriding thought would be, I saw mommy, I saw daddy with the next door neighbor, or with Auntie Smangmang, or I saw him with my cousin Svanban, because that person can be anybody.
And I think also this conversation could open up, like I said, the birds and bees, and will answer the old age question, where do babies come from?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure every parent will tell you that my child at one point has asked, where do babies come from?
Yeah.
You
know, and these children are getting smarter by the decade.
Yeah.
Hence, I'm saying the birds and the bees syllabus is slowly going to fizzle out. If a child, I was reading an article the other day, an average Chinese child can read to understand at the age of 3-4.
Wow.
So you can't lie to a child like that.
Yeah, no.
Do you understand? Yeah. So you can imagine if
they'll just Google it.
You understand? So if they see it and you don't tell them what it is, they will find out what it is. And based on whatever that you said, now you've created that perception in their head to say, oh, it was wrong, or it was embarrassing.
It has to be in a kid-friendly way and not in a way that puts them off sex.
It's delicate, guys. It's delicate. It's delicate. Very, very, it's very delicate. Sensitive. It's delicate. So I'm hoping Hori Lona he le tartusa to unpack and to really interact and really to have these conversations around some of these things that can really be very
Hit us up on our social media, on Twitter, on Facebook. Twitter is at DailySunSA. Facebook is Daily Sun.
www.dailysun.co.za/lifestyle is where then you can find this and many other episodes that we are going to be recording. But once again, a big thank you to you. Yes, you, the one with earphones, or the one who's listening through us through the speakers, or the one who's listening to us at work, in your office, in whatever space. Thank you so much for listening.
When you're done listening, go on to Facebook, go on to Twitter, go to the website, and tell us what you think about this topic.
Yes, yes.
I want to hear what you guys
think. Yes, your opinions or your views are highly, highly, highly appreciated. But Oskhum, I think we should park it here. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We hope that again, we don't want to sound like this is a PSA, but really, it's really important, guys. Please, please keep safe. It is still COVID season.
The country is open, yes, but Corona, she's still here.
Please, guys, sanitize, social distance, mask on all the time. And once again, guys, safe sex. Sex is beautiful, sex is amazing, but let us remember to play it safe at all times.
Stay out of the sun. Drink lots of water, guys.
It's hot.
It's hotter than the devil's armpit. Yeah. Stay out of the sun. Drink lots and lots of water.
And stay hydrated, guys.
Yeah.
And stay hydrated. And for those here who are like Bumlu, who are very promiscuous, if it's hot outside and you want to make it even hot inside, improvise, guys. There's ice, there's water, there's fridge, there's ntontoni. Let's be creative. But that's a story for another day. Thank you so much for listening. From me, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 30-year-old on this side of the equator.
And me, Romy Siabi.
Love and light.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.